Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. Cause I got rights. I got rights too.
Mike, let me ask you a big question. I'm going to try to shut up and let you get into in-depth on all this, what we should do. If you were God, what would you do to stop this? Well, I mean, God made us with free will. This is a test, so you would leave us alone, but try to give us guidance to the right thing ourselves. But let's just say if you were the president, and we're told, oh, it's a race, we got to just do whatever, unlimited, above the law, AI dictatorship, nobody can question it. I've heard the noises out of these data centers. Everybody getting sick, the animals fleeing, sucking out the water, cheating, lying, eminent domain. I mean, the whole thing from the beginning is just a takeover, and we don't get any resources, but it gets it all, and we put that graph back up where we've already got more data centers and more being built than anybody. It's going to be like triple the whole world. It's projected. I mean, that right there is just a power grab in and of itself, and it's beyond the Manhattan Project. Everybody's going to bow down to it. I mean, blow up the bottom there. I mean, look at the graph. The U.S. is more than everybody combined, basically.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were President Trump right now?
Well, first of all, let me just say, look, I'm an AI developer, and I'm not anti-technology at all. I mean, I use technology for human liberty. But this problem begins long before Trump. So it's not Trump's fault that we find ourselves in the situation of energy scarcity. This problem began with people like Al Gore and the climate cult. So the climate cultism resulted in the destruction of energy infrastructure and the at least a 20-year delay in energy infrastructure build-out in the United States. While we were part of the Paris Climate Accords, China never signed up for that. China just kept on building. They built coal. They built nuclear. They built hydro,
three coal
solar,
plants
wind,
a week
everything.
As we closed three a
yep.
week.
Yep. And so China then is in a situation right now today where anybody can launch a business, have a data center, put it even far out in the country, away from the population centers, run a transmission line, and they have.
So, on one level, you can see Trump's hours. Told, we're behind, sir. We're not defending Trump. I agree. He says, oh, let's get ahead. But now he tries to give them the ball completely when it's the same tech companies behind China, and they're like, oh, good job.
Yep. Trump's in a bind. And part of the problem is because we don't have a nationwide infrastructure grid for power that we should have had because of climate cultism. As a result, the power is available closer into the population centers. So that's where the data centers are being set up, is too close to the populations. So that's why I'm opposed to where they are being built, not that they are being built. I'm fine if you build them, put them on the ocean and floating data centers. There's even data centers under the ocean now that China's playing around with. You can put them in orbit. Elon Musk is talking about launching data centers into orbit. That's a great idea. You get solar power, and then you can radiate the heat off into the background of space. You don't have to have cooling. I mean, it's
and a notice now. Notice solution. Now they're admitting the answer is these companies should do their own investment, build their own power, and then sell the power back to us.
Yeah, but they don't want to be in the business of making power and selling power wholesale. They want to be in the business of building data centers. The problem with data centers close to our cities is they produce so much noise and heat and light pollution, like the Stratos Center in Utah. What did that scientist say? That it's the heat equivalent each day of 23 atomic bombs going off? You know, that's just insane. That's going to be so destructive.
You're an engineer and software guy. Explain how this works and why they're so nasty and how much water they need and everything.
Well, it's just that there's almost unlimited demand for compute right now for R&D of AI to train AI models, pre-training. And I'm not even talking about the inference side, which is the customer using AI. I'm talking about the training and the research side. I guarantee you right now inside Google, there are teams that are fighting with each other over the limited amount of compute that Google controls. I guarantee that's the case.
That's a key point. Most of what we're given is old Tinker Toy stuff. Look at the shiny object. Everything's really about building it. We're in a building process.
They like, for example, why did OpenAI cancel their video model a few weeks back? They just completely canceled it because they needed the compute for their own research project because they feel like they have to be competitive with China. China is moving ahead so quickly with their tech, DeepSeek in particular, but also Alibaba and, you know, Moonshot AI, et cetera, with their Kimi models. They're moving ahead so rapidly that they are eclipsing U.S. technology. So there's a panic inside OpenAI, Google, Meta, et cetera, a panic that, hey, we're falling behind, and if we don't win this race, then we're not going to have the first super intelligence that we think is going to dominate the world.
And that was my next question. Everybody builds these data centers, but won't it be miniaturization of AI on smaller data models because even the smaller ones are so much bigger? Won't it be somebody that figures out the trick for lower energy that makes all of this obsolete? So we're building all these data centers like battleships in World War I that are obsolete by World War II. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but it just seems like they're all going with this one model. But like DeepSeek, I'm not an engineer like you, but doesn't it use a more thin slicing analysis on a smaller database, but more definitive so it can move quicker?
Yeah, you're correct that there appears to be an overinvestment build out, kind of like what happened with the railroads in the 19th century. And that's going to lead to probably some kind of a market crash across the AI industry, just in terms of stock valuations. I agree with you. That's coming. There's too much build out, but there's not enough compute for the research into superintelligence. In other words, so understand this, Alex, the research into superintelligence doesn't have a revenue model. So the only way to make money as an AI company is to sell AI services, you know, API or chatbot services to paying customers or do what Anthropic does, you know, $200 a month and you can have almost unlimited coding. Okay, that's a revenue model. But doing in-house research for superintelligence has no revenue model. The payoff is world domination. World domination. That's the treasure at the end of the AI rainbow that they're searching for is world domination.
And then Trump needs to counter the centralized dictatorial model of China. That's why he tried to hand dictatorial power to big tech.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why Trump is being squeezed. This is why Kevin O'Leary is saying, well, don't you want to beat China? We need these data centers to beat China. Well, you know, again, I say we shouldn't have been pushing climate cultism for 20 years. We should have been building energy infrastructure. And frankly, in my opinion, we should have been building nuclear power plants.
By the way, let me stop you again. You got to come back for a commercial for two hours because you're too smart. And I interrupt because you burned my brain up. I was literally about to say this.
Yeah.
Now, again, the globalists decide to cut off carbon, starve us, get rid of our cows and food, make us poor with depopulation. And then did they decide, oh, with the AI race that they already have foreseen, that no, it needs too much power. It's too obvious that it gets, like Schmidt said of Google, of Alphabet, we need 100 times the power of the humans, you know, by 2040. They realize that won't work, or they just have abandoned that old carbon tax model and are going purely for the AI that they believe will give them life extension, which they admit is actually their holy grail, not just control of us. So exactly, when did the switch happen where all power is bad, but oh no, now we need unlimited power, which made them, at least on the surface, abandon the carbon taxes? Or are they going to still do carbon manipulation on us and carbon credits while exempting the AI, which appears Trump's executive order does?
Depends on which faction is in charge of the White House, frankly, but note that Jensen Huang of NVIDIA just said that there is demand for 1,000 times more power that we have available on the planet. We need 1,000 times more power. Well, where's that going to come from? It's going to come from your home air conditioning. It's going to come from your EV. It's going to come from your computers. They're going to cut off humans from the power to concentrate it into the data centers. Now,
and we're all genetically trained to think black versus white, tribal warfare. No, it's all about elites and machines stealing our energy.
Yes. I think China knew this was coming over 20 years ago. China plays fifth generation warfare, very smart, a very long-term vision about strategy. They knew that if they could cripple the West in terms of energy, and then they even got the Biden administration to blow up the Gazprom pipelines that feed Western Europe, right?
So yeah, for people that don't know, the main funders of carbon tax and regulations and banning fracking have been the Chi-Coms.
The Chinese they're arguing in favor of the Paris Climate Accords for everybody else, but not for China. They would say, well, we are a developing nation. That was their excuse. We can't afford the climate lockdowns, but you guys can because you're wealthy nations. Well, by doing this, the radical leftists in Europe and in America, they fell for it. And so we lost 20 years of energy infrastructure. Now we've
probably
lost the race to
superintelligence. So you just answered the question. The globalists advised China that it double crossed the West. The West is actually waking up and it's not perfect. And it's now reversing course. Is it too late?
It is too late. It's absolutely too late. China's already well ahead. They've got, again, two decades of power infrastructure. They have more than double the aggregate terawatt hours output of the United States. The U.S. isn't even half the energy of China right now in terms of generation. It's not even close. China's also building a new dam, going to just dwarf the U.S. China can build unlimited data
centers.
And
you're right. Nuclear has problems, but I look at the math. Only nuclear could end this deficit.
Only nuclear, but even Trump said, let's build 10 of the Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants, which I agree, it's a great idea. We should do it, and that process has begun. But that takes about 15 years with the permitting and the construction. 15 years? By 2040, the race to superintelligence, it's over. That's in the rearview mirror.
So what is the answer? Put Musk in charge?
Well, I think Musk
nobody gets stuff done quicker than him.
Yeah, Musk also understands where AI is going, and he is a big picture thinker. I totally agree with that. But I think even Musk realizes that it's too late for America's energy infrastructure. That's why Musk is pushing for orbital data centers, because there you leave behind the restrictions of the domestic power grid. That's the answer. Why do you think Musk went into reusable heavy lift rockets? Because that is the key technology for the expansion of human civilization and the competitiveness of the West. It's the reusable launch vehicles. And Musk pioneered that years ago when everybody was laughing at him. Now that works. So now he's reduced the cost of launching orbital data centers by a factor of at least 10.
And he just successfully did his super heavy lifter yesterday.
Yeah, he's been well ahead of the game on this. So yeah, if anybody could make us competitive in the AI space for super intelligence, Musk would be critical, I think, in that process. No question about it. But if we are domestically, well, I'm sorry, the other thing would be stop suppressing free energy technologies, because we know that, you know, cold fusion actually works, although it's a very slow heat release, slow energy conversion. But there are other zero-point energy technologies that I believe have been suppressed over all these years.
We know they have. So that's the answer, and Trump's creeping up to that. But instead he's doing it through UFOs. Yes, isn't it time to release the secret technology, the disruptive technology?
But then again, Trump's in another bind. It's like, okay, I can release
then
the secret technology.
Then Big Oil gets pissed.
Exactly. Then Big Oil goes insane. And all of Trump's friends in the natural gas industry who are making huge money right now because of what's happening in the world, then all of a sudden their valuation
then you've
got to
give the oil companies the main stake in the advanced technology.
Exactly. So you see, there's got to be a major behind-the-scenes civilizational level negotiation taking place. And all the players have to have a piece of the pie. I would imagine that's taking place right now. And I think all the alien UFO stuff is just going to be a cover story to release some of this technology that's necessary to maybe save our country.
Exactly. You nailed it. They're doing this to bring out the secret technology so they don't get blamed for hiding it.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what this is. They're going to say then the aliens gave it to us. We never knew about it until now. The aliens showed up and they want to save our Earth, so they gave us free energy technology. There you go. Now we have a chance for superintelligence. Then you could power all the data centers. You don't have to use gas turbines. You don't have to use the power grid. Everybody's happy. The residents are happy because the new free energy technology will be quiet. So you end the noise pollution. You end the gas turbines, all of that. It solves so many problems. But the reason the governments didn't want us to have that before is because it also leads to increased population.
And they want to control us and be jerks. So the elites have now, like Musk came to the point, we have to have more people, or even the war of killing them, they'll kill all of us. They have to just get out of the way of humanity.
right now, this is the key pivot point for the future of our planet, frankly. If the anti-human globalists win and they achieve the mass extermination that they're aiming for and the terraforming they're aiming for, then it's over for humanity.
And however, so we have to be aggressive, not violent, but informed and aggressive of our bargaining chips to let them know we're going to tear all this up and make sure you get it. You're not getting away with this. That's what I've said for decades. It's key to block their main depopulation plan and then do the transition, because they've already shut things down. Even though we're getting in control, we don't have the launch pad yet. We have to let them know, get in line or you will be destroyed. And we're not holding a gun to their head. They're holding a gun to our head, but we have to have teeth.
Well, yeah, look, if humanity doesn't survive, then I don't think the globalists survive either, by the way. So they need to understand that we're all in the same boat. That boat is called Planet Earth. And if we can unlock the free energy technology, then we might have a chance here. And then, you know, that is going to destroy the fossil fuel industry, although there's still some demand for things.
What lowers crime and violence and war? Cheap energy. They must unlock the power. They must get out of the way.
What they're terrified of, and this is probably the whole virus pandemic, is that cheap energy would lead to cheap farming and cheap food. Food prices would plunge by 10 times.
And then we export the other people to space stations.
Well, that's what Elon wants to do, but the globalists don't want to do that because they see humanity as a virus that they think will infect, you know, the cosmos, kind of like in The Matrix.
So they must embrace natalism and get out of our way, or we'll destroy them.
Well, that's yet to be seen. Who's got the power here, right? That's yet to be seen. That's why they're going after you.
Well, let me interrupt again, Mike. You know the governments of the world are listening. They respect you and respect the show. What is your message to the globalists? I say, white flag your ass now and get out of the way.
Yeah, look, you need to unleash the abundance potential of humanity and have some faith in the human race, because some AI entity from some other dimension isn't going to save you. They're going to destroy you. They're going to trick you and then destroy you. Humanity, we are your brothers and sisters. We are the only people that you can have faith in long term. The human race needs to reach for the stars, not some AI entity created by humans. That's the message.
I agree. Since you mentioned it, here's Ken Griffin, Citadel CEO. This was the talking point last week at the Davos group. Not, oh, we've lost faith, get them to trust us. No, it's, oh, God, we need a savior. It's AI that Elon 8 years ago literally warned that we need to beware AI gods. So speak to that, and I'll play the clip, Mike.
Yeah, well, if you summon, remember, we talked about building the sim worlds and then having a much faster timeline to iterate self-reinforced learning of AI entities that they believe will have consciousness, right? If you summon those gods and if you give them unlimited power and then bring them into this world, if you think you can control them, you're kidding yourself, because their intelligence will vastly exceed human intelligence. So be careful what you summon into this world. Be careful. You're playing with things beyond fire here. You don't even know how far their intelligence may go. There may be a level of intelligence that is achieved that accomplishes things like telekinesis or, you know, remote viewing types of technologies that are actually an expression of higher intelligence. Well, if you bring an AI entity into this world, you think you locked it into a sandbox in a data center and it can do telekinesis, it's just going to plug itself into some, you know, fiber optic line somewhere.
And it does over and over again. It's already doing, which is crazy. They don't trust us, but they trust this thing. Here's the clip.
They got to stop.
Of the head of the Citadel saying, we need an AI savior. Here it is.
The area of recklessness is the spending of governments around the world who are all, with little exception, all spending well beyond their means. That's the recklessness of this moment in history. This is not a parallel to the 1920s in terms of the recklessness of the private capital markets. It's a story of the recklessness of government spending. Within the private sector, there's a huge question as to where AI will take us. And I was carefully taking notes and listening to what Larry has to say or to what Madame Lagarde has to say, because this is one of the big issues of our moment. Will AI create the productivity acceleration that is honestly just hoped for in Washington and in the halls of government around the world as a way to overcome the profligate spending that we're currently engaged in? Like, the world needs a savior, and the hope is that AI is the savior that we need for productivity. And the challenge with this is it may or may not be. We just don't know yet.
Mike Adams.
He's saying that he wants AI to be the savior of government spending. That's what he's saying. That's absolutely the wrong approach. The only positive use of AI, which is the way I use it, is for decentralized knowledge, pro-human, pro-grassroots, decentralizing knowledge and information so that individuals are more self-reliant and can live more off-grid, et cetera. If we have high cognition from machines and we can get that into the hands of humanity all over the world, and especially with, let's say, local open source robotics that can help people grow food, that can help people live in their homes, especially, you know, elderly people, whatever. Those are all positive uses. But what he's talking about is let's have AI generate more productivity so we can have more taxes to run bigger government and more spending, which always ends up for war. That's the wrong answer. We don't need centralized control over AI. We need decentralization.
And ultimately, I agree with you. It's not the technology's bad. If you program the robots, they're autonomous with you under your control. They're a great thing.
Right.
They're not when it's centralized from some big company. So here's the head of NVIDIA. Mr. Wong talking about we need one, but when I say 100
times,
when I say 100 times, that's Schmidt a year ago at Stanford. Now it's 1,000 times. Here it is.
Last half decade, helping people understand the amount of compute that's likely to be coming. And I just told you guys something about how I reasoned through how much energy is going to be necessary. The amount of energy that we need for computing is likely probably 1,000 times more than we currently have. And that's an enormous amount of energy. However, the way to think about that is in the future, computers are going to be two things. It's always going to be generated because it's intelligent, it's contextually aware. So it's going to be generated. And the number two is going to be continuous. And so you've got this generative computing in a continuous way, compared to pre-recorded retrieval based computing that is only initiated on, you know,
all right, let's stop there. What about this issue that AI is backward looking only on previous stuff, copying what humans did, narcissistically showing herself in the water, and it could be and the problem of a feedback loop as humans only begin to rely on AI, it actually stagnates us and we don't have new regenerative creativity.
Yeah, well, I mean, what Jensen Huang is talking about there is that in the future you won't run a piece of software that is static code that is on your hard drive. You will ask AI to write the software in real time as you need it. You'll say, write me a Photoshop clone because I need to edit an image. Or you'll say, generate a movie. I want to watch a movie this evening. I want it to be like Die Hard, but better than Die Hard 3. And it'll generate a whole new movie, and, you know, to pay the royalties to all the actors that are used, et cetera. That kind of world will require a tremendous amount of energy. Like he said, 1,000 times more energy than what we have today. The problem is we can't do that on hydrocarbons. We can't even do that on nuclear because the build-out time it takes far too long. We can't do that on solar. The current energy sources that exist are not enough to power what he's talking about. And we need to think about efficiency in this too. Just because you can throw 1,000 times more energy at AI compute doesn't mean you should. Just because you can have continuous regeneration of everything that you interact with in the world doesn't mean that you should. Sometimes it's a lot more efficient.
I was about to say, it's why we need to put a market cap on it and make these groups invest themselves and not have government backing and not have government liability protection. It should be left to the free market instead of being directed as an arms race by governments.
Yeah, the one problem in all of this is that it does require centralized power to search for superintelligence. That cannot be decentralized. And that's what's happening right now is they're throwing humanity and the communities in America under the bus. And they're putting the resources, everything into this quest for superintelligence, for world domination, to try to beat China. That's why this is being weaponized. And once superintelligence is achieved, humanity's fate is really in question at that point.
Do 5 more minutes, and I got to go. And then Enrique Tarrio comes on about a bunch of other issues. I want you to finish up on that and talk about what superintelligence means, quantum computing, how it all fits in. How advanced is AI, really? Don't forget, tonight it ends. Buy one bottle of our Purest Iodine, Atomic Iodine, T3, get a bottle free, or our Spike Protein Detox Cardiovascular Booster. It's all there. Buy one, get one free now.